Hello, welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE episode 4. My name's Tom Maguire. I'm going to be speaking with Richard Shaw Wright, who joins me in the studio. Hello, Richard.
Do some speaking.
Doing some wrestling speak.
Yes, that's what we do. That's what we do every week. How many have we done of these now? Is this the third, fourth?
I've just said episode 4. So, Richard, not only a wrestling fan, not a good listener.
No, I was trying to find something. You can hear me tapping on the keyboard.
That's true. Richard's trying to anxiously search for his match of the week. Yeah. But I want to come back to a point we mentioned last week. I said, come up with your bad wrestling nickname. And I came up with mine, but Richard said he hadn't.
No.
So we went to wrestlingname.com.
I like the fact that someone's gone to the time and trouble, and more importantly, spent money on coming up with this website.
So if I type in Richard Shawright, would you like to know what your wrestling nickname is?
I'd like to know if it's different from the one when we tried this out in the office, because then if we do, this website's just a sham that just picks random names.
Right, so I'm popping it in.
Yep.
Your nickname is... No, it's the same.
It's the same one I was
talking. It's the Herculean Elemental.
Well, Izzy from the office, from the Proper Sport office, because we have a team full of people.
Yeah.
She found a different website, and mine was like Roman Pretty Prince or something, which is crap.
Yeah, mine was the one who goes by the Hardy Boys, according to Izzy. Yeah. But I came up with mine purely because it was like my darts nickname, Magic Maguire,
well,
Magician.
The same thing,
and then my gimmick could be, you know, I come out in a top hat, I have a lovely assistant, and then, you know, like I can win matches through magic means.
Mine then would be the finisher, because, right, in the early days of when I was on the internet, you used to have these things called e-fence. I don't know if they still exist, where you used to pretend to be wrestlers,
right,
and do like promos and stuff, and they'd do stuff. People, there'd be like a internet Vince McMahon would like decide who wins and stuff.
Yeah,
apparently it's not all, you know, it's not on the level. And so my name was the finisher. That's my I was the champion of some e-federation. I also wrote a lot of columns under that name as well, but yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
The finisher.
So that sounds like a forum sort of, like, you know, yeah, like you know what?
I'm trying to think now that I don't use it on any forums now, so it's all right, I can come out as that.
But you know, on the forum, and you've got a GIF as your picture,
oh, yeah,
that sort of thing. That reminds me of that sort of thing, of AOL.com and stuff.
Because I wouldn't like any of my current names on forums. I wouldn't like people to find out who I am on Digital Spy. Or something like that.
Well, if a comment says something like Wakefield is amazing,
well, no,
it kind of gives it away.
No.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I've typed in on my name. So obviously I've come up with Magic Maguire as my nickname. Obviously I've come with the gimmick around it. But would you like to know what wrestlingname.com have come up with my name for? So I typed in Tom Maguire, Long Bear. I don't understand.
And that has lots of connotations, in and out of wrestling. So, I'm sure we'll get some correspondence.
If I want to look for the diva version,
what would
I've
be
just
your
clicked
diva
on
name?
It.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to type.
They don't have
again.
Divas anymore.
Tom Maguire.
They're athletes.
Ruby Nova. That sounds better.
Is that your female name?
That's my diva name, apparently.
Shave your beard off and become Ruby Nova.
My beard is terrible, though. I can't get rid of it because it grows and it looks like I can go from looking okay-ish to looking like a man lost in the woods in about 2 weeks. Richard Shaw, right, your diva name.
Yeah.
Now, I quite like this, actually. Yeah. Spider Rose.
That'd be the kind of name they would give someone in NXT.
Yeah.
You know, in this upcoming
He's
May
got like
Young
a tattoo
tournament.
Of a spider. Yeah. Yeah.
In this May Young tournament where they're coming up with new names for people.
Yeah.
They would call someone
Spider Rose.
Hey, Spider. Who's this coming into the NXT arena? It's Spider Rose.
What's his finisher? Something like the Arachnid or something like that.
I thought it was supposed to be a women name.
Oh, yeah. So her finishing maneuver would be like the Spider Splash. Yeah. Something like that.
It's like Victoria had a spider, didn't she? Was that in TNA even?
Victoria. She's
Tara. She had the spider thing.
I've seen her in TNA, but I Googled her. She did. She had a pretty successful WWE run, didn't she?
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back.
Don't Google too much.
Oh, God. Right, moving on. Proper Sport does WWE.
I don't know what I'm talking about there, by the way.
Bad wrestling... No, well, no, clearly not. Bad wrestling nicknames. Don't forget, you can let us know yours at Proper Sport. Anyway, we're going to talk about what's been going on in the world of wrestling and WWE in particular, of course, this week. Now, kicking off with Raw last week, big news coming out that obviously Brock Lesnar, it's a fatal four-way. Oh.
Yeah.
Apparently, if he loses, leaves WWE.
I don't think he's going to lose, though.
Do you not?
I don't know.
Because there's talk about John Jones.
Because
they might as well have just gone, Look, if Brock, fight, if yeah. Brock loses, he's going to go fight John Jones in the UFC. Dana White, best friend.
I'm thinking now. I'm thinking. He can fight him without leaving WWE because he's never there anyway. But he's the champion. Although, if you're Vince, right, do you want your champion potentially losing to John Jones? And that's not that, you know, we all know what is real and what is not. Although some people still do think Vince is not. But, you know, it's like, so I don't know. I still think he wins because I don't know who necessarily has come out of the three as the man who would be the champion going forward. It's difficult, isn't it? Because when you've got someone as strong as a character as Brock Lesnar, it's difficult unless you have someone who is on his level, which no one can be, or something like that. You know, Goldberg comes in and it's a surprise or whatever. He can be the world champion, but it's an interesting one. We all want Samoa Joe to win. You know, he'd be good. And too early for Strowman, and Reigns is Reigns, isn't it? But so everything points still to Brock Lesnar. But who eventually beats Brock Lesnar? I don't know.
I think it could be Braun. I'd like Brock to win. I said last week I'd like Brock to win clean against Roman Reigns, but that's not going to happen. I mean, last week we had the triple threat match, which interestingly wasn't the main event. Okay, I'm just throwing that out there for now because we'll come on to Big Show versus Cass in a second. Great match. I've heard Dave Meltzer talk about it. To be honest, I get a bit bored of him and Brian Alvarez at times because obviously just it's Meltzer shoots. But I think Dave made a good point saying they need to try and kind of build the hours quite well, and so this was like kicking off the third hour. And but then you're like, well, what's going to keep your attention for the rest of the show?
I think most people must surely, especially over here, must watch Raw on fast forward. And just flick through half of it all the time.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it's rubbish. Well, also, if you can't be bothered with. So I don't know. But no.
I can see Samoa Joe, because he took the pin on last Monday. And I could see it happening maybe again at SummerSlam, but I think personally, Brock should retain it. I'd like him to stay with the WWE. Whether he will or not, we don't know. But again, it's still quite interesting because we don't actually know how it'll be done, maybe who will win it, because there's no money in the bank, obviously, to cash in or anything like that. However, we'll come on to SmackDown in a little bit because they've got the money in the bank briefcase. Yeah. But Big Show versus Big Cass main eventing. Bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's 7 foot tall and you can't
teach that.
And he's a Donald Trump supporter, so he's tall, he's got hair, he likes Donald Trump. Vince McMahon must be thinking, oh, I love this man. So, so Big Cass, he's probably going to be the next world champion, isn't he? I'm trying to think of what else happened on Raw, and, you know, apart from the big confrontation and obviously Bayley getting injured, which has kind of screwed things up, or might have screwed things up. I can't remember what happened. Revival were on. They were good. We like the Revival.
We do like the Revival. They were on. Obviously, like you say, Bayley's got injured. Yet to find out fully what's going on there. Finn versus Bray is a bit of a feud. Well, it's interesting, but it doesn't seem as... How do I say this? It doesn't seem as good.
No.
Quite frankly, for lack of a better term, it doesn't seem as good as I thought it might be, but maybe the match might be good. And then obviously you got the whole thing going on with Rollins and Ambrose, Cesaro and Miz, the Shield mini reunion.
And of course, as we you mentioned Miz, and as we surmised last week, he's obviously going to lose the Intercontinental title to Jason Jordan.
And that's going on as well. But it still annoys me. If you're going to go in with such a silly angle of Jason Jordan's my son, Family Guy, there's a clip that's been going around all the internet regarding that. Have a look at that. I'm not going to say it here.
Kurt Angle's really good though at trying to make it real.
Yeah.
Even though everyone knows.
Did you see the Instagram post?
Yeah, he's very good. Kurt Angle's doing all he can, but he can't always make chicken salad out of, you know.
But if you're going to go in there, I just go fully in, and I think Kurt's showing that, and that's one of the things from his Hall of Fame speech. Don't be afraid to do something silly. But anyway, so Raw, bit of a mixed bag. Bayley, as we know, is injured. Whether she'll be at SummerSlam or not, we don't know just yet. But yeah, anyway, overall, it was there.
I mean, I watch both shows on fast forward because I know what I want to watch and what I don't want to watch. So it is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so moving on to SmackDown. no other way to kick it off other than Cena and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Great match, wasn't it?
Very good match. I was worried at the end that there was a bit of a botch, maybe, but you were saying that it looked like Shinsuke was apologising
That's what Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer said. Yeah. So just tell you what they said. So yes, and it was a good match, and we've got a different winner in the main event for the WWE Championship. Although, isn't the obvious concern Nakamura's going to win and then Baron Von Corbin comes out with his bloody briefcase and hits him and then wins, and we're like, oh.
Well, we saw it coming a mile off, and it's still
so that's concerning. AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, that'll be good. I don't know why Shane's a special referee. Gets him on the telly, I guess.
Yeah.
He's good at SummerSlam, because there was that year he fell off the big SummerSlam S when he fought Steve Blackman. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen one of his big tumbles off. Is it where someone's like hitting him with a kendo stick and he just goes,
yeah. Yeah.
I've also seen one where he apparently hits Kane, but it looks like he just hits foam padding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good.
SummerSlam 2000.
Although for how old is Shane?
He's 40, isn't he?
Yeah, for a man who survived a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
As well. So we're watching it live now, right? So yeah, he's just randomly hitting him, and he's clearly positioning himself and just falling off. Oh, you'd move. You'd hit him back, you'd kick him, and then just throws himself off.
Have you seen Shane McMahon versus Kurt Angle though yet?
What, King of the Ring?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's fantastic.
Mega violence.
It's mega violence. But what I like is, it's like Kurt picks him up and he goes, right, you're going through this one then. Yeah. Anyway, coming back to SmackDown, regarding Cena Nakamura, good match and everything, but do you think it was the right winner? Because,
you've still got,
for instance, you're going to get Corbin versus Cena. We've got Rusev versus Randy, things like that. But it just doesn't seem... I don't know, SmackDown seems to be on a bit of a downward decline.
Yeah, but we keep saying this, though, don't we? No one can go against Jinder Mahal and be particularly exciting, because no one cares about Jinder Mahal as champion.
Well, not true. 1.3 billion people, apparently.
Well, apart from them. But,
apparently.
I don't know if they've got the network or not.
But, that's the thing. I think this is the whole idea of this is to try and push network numbers up in India.
I think, perhaps, why waste John Cena on a championship match he's not going to win?
Especially when it's a record winning win.
Yeah, when you can use... Yeah, you want him to beat someone any good, don't you? So if he has a match with Baron Corbin, and, we don't particularly care about him either, but...
Sorry, Baron, if you are listening.
But at least Cena can give him some kind of rub, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
But it's typical sort of thing that, Baron might, for instance, lose at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And still cash in on the night.
Very true. Very true. Like Seth Rollins did.
Yeah. And they get the spot of the night, arguably, as well, with that RKO.
Yeah.
Which, I missed the curb stomp, Rich.
Yeah.
I missed the curb stomp. It was a great finisher. Randy versus Rusev. I think it might be a good, okay match, because Randy's a solid worker, actually.
It's just meh. I'm sure they've got a couple of weeks to build it up, haven't they? But it's just a bit... I'll enjoy it. I won't fast forward for that. I won't go off and make some tea or whatever.
No.
As opposed to, I don't know, Jinder Mahal. No, I have to watch that one. It'll be interesting. The car's looking all right. I mean, it's all...
We'll go through the SummerSlam card in a second, but sticking with SmackDown, obviously you got arguably one of the best tag team feuds we've seen in a little while, Usos versus New Day.
Well, the Usos
arguably,
are good, aren't they?
I really kind of wish that the Usos kept the titles until, by a dirty means, at Black Battleground,
and then
battled at SummerSlam again, maybe with a stipulation or something like, no DQ or whatever, because they got DQ'd or something like that, and then a bigger pop for New Day on a bigger event.
Yeah, it will be... You're right. It'd be a good match. That's the thing, you look down the card, we spoke about most of the matches, and I think the other one we haven't really mentioned is Naomi versus Natalya, which we spoke about last week, and Neville versus Tozawa for the Cruiserweight title, but so far the card looks quite good. I'm not excited.
Eight matches already confirmed. We've still got 2 weeks pretty much to go. So
more to come. I'm not overly excited, but it's not as if I'm not looking forward to it. I'll be certainly watching. I don't know how much I'll watch live, because I'm thinking 4.5 hours it's expected to go and take over the night before as well. So it's like, but certainly looking forward to it.
Oh, there is takeover the night before.
Yeah.
So it's just quite, I mean, it's looking okay over at on the NXT side of things, but I don't know, like... There's so much content to watch.
Well, yeah, they've lost so many names, haven't they, over the last year, NXT, that it's kind of like rebuilding itself again at the moment. But, Roode versus McIntyre will be good.
Well, when we went and saw NXT in Leeds, McIntyre left with the old title because it wasn't the current. They'd shown us the new NXT title and they didn't bring it to the UK, it seems. But anyway, yeah, Bobby Roode versus Drew McIntyre. Really looking forward to that. SummerSlam's looking okay.
Yes.
I said I'm not really excited. I'm not overly excited yet, but then again, we'll wait until the end of August and we'll see.
Yeah.
But we talked about bad wrestling names, talked about that, and I believe it's time for you to tell
yeah,
us
I was gonna say, we're just your match, aren't we? Yeah, well, I was going to pick a rubbish one, but then I thought, no, I'm going to pick a really good one. And we're going, it's WCW. It's 1992 Wrestle War. Right, I used to have this on video. And the card's okay. It kicks off with the Freebirds versus Terry Taylor and Greg Valentine for the US Tag Team Championship. That's a bit rubbish. But then it goes on a bit, and you get Scotty Flamingo is on there, who becomes Raven in the future, versus the future Buff Bagwell, which is interesting for historical purposes. But then it gets good, because you've got Brian Pillman defending the light heavyweight title against his former tag team partner, Tom Zeng. And the Steiner brothers killing this Japanese fellow called Takeyuki Iizuka. And seriously, they do literally tear him apart in this tag team battle. But that is nothing, apart from the main event, which is War Games, which they need to bring back. War Games is brilliant. If you've never seen it, teams of five. Two men start off for 5 minutes, then they toss a coin and the heels win. Because always the heels win, because why do you have the faces win? Well, you've got to give them a dastardly advantage, haven't you? And then people come in every 2 minutes until all ten are in, and then it's submit or surrender, and everyone bleeds everywhere, and it's violence. And this time, it is the Dangerous Alliance, Polly Dangerously, and Medusa.
Oh, Polly Dangerously.
Exactly.
I tell you what, watching Paul Heyman's thing on the network where he's talking about, you know, his WCW experiences, Paulie Davis, yes, with the phone.
Oh, the phone's a great gimmick.
At the time, I imagine it must have been the most annoying and best heel thing on the card.
Well, this is his team. Yeah. Larry Zbysko, Hall of Famer. Bobby Eaton, should be Hall of Famer. Arn Anderson, Hall of Famer.
Best spine buster ever.
Rick Rude, Hall of Famer.
Glorious.
Steve Austin.
Was it when he was stunning Steve Austin?
Yes. So that's the bad guys. And Sting's squadron, this is Sting's team. Nikita Koloff, who was being a happy European, I suppose, an evil Russian at this point. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Young Dustin Rhodes, so proto Gold Dust. Barry Windham and Sting. And it goes for about 24 minutes. And it is brilliantly violent. There's a great story woven into it. And it's superb. So do watch that on the network. Wrestle War 92. For War Games, and watched the tag team match before where literally the Steiners try to kill this Japanese fella, and then watch Beach Blast 92 afterwards, and you can see Missy Hyatt versus Medusa in a bikini contest. So WCW there, something for all the family.
Very good. Alright, so Richard, thank you very much for joining me here on Proper Sport Does WWE. That's don't okay. forget you can find us propersport.tv if you're a fan of Rugby League. Richard's been on The Last Tackle this week and last week as well. We've got all your sporting needs and sports entertainment needs covered here at Proper Sport. Richard, have yourself a lovely week.
Thank you.
See you, everyone.
Bye-bye.